I'm only going to do one part of the Brahma Samhita.
Okay.
I'm going to do all the Sanskrit first.
Okay.
And then I'll explain all the verses I've chanted.
Okay?
Okay? But you have to sit. Ishvara Paramaha Krishnaha Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. So that's the opening verse and the most important section is the section that has Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. And that part is in two. I'm only going to do the first part. So whenever I point, you're to say Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. Try it.
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami.
Try to do it together as one voice. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. All right. Chintamani Prakarasadma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vriteshu Surabir Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satasambrahma Sevyamanam Govindamari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Okay, hold on, I want to... Okay, there we got it. Next verse. Venung vananda maravinda dalaya taksham barha vatangsam asitam buddha sundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha sovam. Very good. Alo latanda kalasadva namalya vanshi Ratnangadang pranaya keli kalavilasam Shangmang tribanga lalitang niyata prakasham. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti Pasyanti panti kalayanti chirang jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadujvala Vigrahasya. Advaitam Achutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyang Purana Purushang Navayovanangcha Vedeshudurlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktau. Pantastu koti shatavatsara sampragamyo vayorathapi manaso munipungavanam sopyasti yat prapadasimya vachintya tatve. Ekaupya saura chaitung jagadanda koting yachchakta asti jagadanda chayayadanta Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. Yad bhava bhavita dhiyo manujastu taiva samprapya rupa mahimasana yana bhusha suktaryam eva nigam ma pratita stuvanti. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhis tabirya eva nijarupataya kalabhi goloka eva nivasatya kilat mabhuto. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santaksadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti Yang Shama Sundara Machintya Guna Swarupam. Ramadi Murti Shukalani Amena Tishtan Nanavatara Makarod Bhuvaneshakintu Krishna Swayang Samabhavat Paramapumanyo. Pumanyo. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotishvashesha vasudadi vibhuti binam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam maya hi yasya jagadanda shatani sute Traigunya tad vishaya veda vatanamana Satvavalambi parasatvam vishuddha satvam Ananda chinmaya rasatmataya manaksu Yak praninang pratifalam smaratam upetya Lilayatena bhuvanani jayat yajasram. Two more times. Govindam. One more time. So the first verse is the explanation of how Krishna is supreme. Ishwara Paramaha Krishna, that of all the controllers, of all the gods, Krishna is the supreme God. There is no God greater than Krishna. And this name, Govinda, everybody say, is the original name of God. So, in that first verse, Krishna is described as the topmost supreme controller. He has a body, he has a form, but unlike you and me, these forms are material. They're getting old and they're decaying and dwindling, and one day no more body. Krishna's body is Sat Chid Ananda. It's eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. On the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna was 120 years old. But anyone who saw him, he looked like a 16-year-old youth. How old are you?
18.
So, Krishna was 120 years old looking like you. Because his body is spiritual, full of knowledge and full of bliss. Then the next line, he has no cause other than himself. You and I, we have a parents who have parents, who have parents. Back, 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 back. It starts with Lord Brahma, but he is caused by Gavardhakashayi Vishnu, who's caused by Mahavishnu, who's caused by Narayan, who's caused by Sankarshan, who is caused by Krishna, and that's where it ends. Krishna has no origin other than himself. That makes him the absolute truth. That makes him supreme, the God of all other gods. And then he is the cause of all other causes. We are relative truths. Our existence is dependent on Krishna. We cannot exist independent of Krishna. Just as the sun and the sunlight, or the sun ray. The sun can exist independent of the sun ray, but the sun ray cannot exist independent of the sun. So therefore, Krishna is like the sun, we are like sun rays. So that first verse of this chapter is very important because it's establishing who this Govinda is. Then, when we chanted Govindamadi Purusham, Lord Brahma was explaining why he worships Govinda. Because when he was first created, when he first appeared sitting on a lotus flower, all he saw was darkness. He saw that he was sitting on a lotus flower, but he couldn't see anything else. He did not know where he had come from. So he went down the stem, he went in the water, But still, he could not see the origin. He wanted to create, engineer, but he didn't know how to do it. So he meditated for hundreds of years. Narayan appeared to him and spoke to him the four original verses of Bhagavatam. Later, Krishna came and showed Brahma the spiritual world. And that is what this section is, what Brahma saw. So what does he say? I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the first progenitor. Brahma is the progenitor. But he's saying, Krishna's before me. This Govinda is tending cows. But these cows are wish-fulfilling cows. You can get anything you want from these cows. Not just milk. Anything. Wouldn't you love to have that, huh? Yes. These abodes that he saw in Krishna's planet, built with spiritual gems, not asphalt and wood. No, spiritual gems. And he saw all these wish-fulfilling trees, like the cows, the trees also. Tree, give me mango. Boom, mango. All right, now give me banana. Boom, banana. That's the kind of tree you have in Krishna's abode. Not only that, Krishna is surrounded by servants who serve him with great reverence and affection. And who are these servants? They're Lakshmis. But Lakshmi, not as you know Lakshmi. Lakshmi in the form of gopis. They're Lakshmis, but they're Lakshmis in gopi forms, cowherd girls. All right, next verse. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. What is he doing? He's playing a flute, not guitar. He's playing flute. And his eyes are like lotus petals. And he has what on his head?
Peacock.
Yes, peacock feather. And his figure is the most beautiful figure. And it is tinged with what? What color is his body? Yes, dark blue, like the monsoon rain cloud. And Krishna is known as Madan Mohan. Cupid, he defeats Cupid. We are defeated by Cupid. Be careful. You're coming to that age. And I told you how you are very handsome. So be careful. Many, many nice, how should I say, gopis are going to be chasing after you. All right? So then Cupid will shoot his arrow. But Krishna, he has defeated Cupid. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. What is around his neck? A garland of flowers. And he's wearing this moon locket. And he has two hands. Narayan has four hands. But Krishna is two-handed. And again, the flute and jeweled ornaments. And what is Krishna doing? Having pastimes of love. That's all that goes on in Krishna's abode. Pastimes of love. From morning to night, in through the night to the next morning, all that's going on in Vrindavan are different pastimes of love. Everybody in Goloka Vrindavan simply loves Krishna. They have no other thought. How can we love and serve Krishna today? And he bends his body in threefold, and therefore he is known as Shyama Sundara. Everybody say.
Shyama.
Yes. Beautifully blackish. Beautifully blackish. And that form is eternally manifest. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. Again, It's a transcendental body, full of bliss. Our bodies are not full of bliss. You know that as well as anybody. You get up in the morning, or if there's some kind of pain or disease, right? These bodies are always giving us, or else our mind is giving us trouble, or the boss at work, or the parents. Yes. So Krishna's body is full of bliss, truth, and substance. And it is very dazzling because what comes from Krishna's body? Brahma Jyoti. The Brahma Jyoti, that effulgent light, is coming from Krishna's body. Some people, they are spiritually dyslexic. You know what dyslexic means, right? They put things backwards. So some people are spiritually dyslexic. They think Krishna comes from the Brahma Jyoti. But Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, no. The Brahma Jyoti comes from me. Brahmanohi pratishta aham. But you will meet many people. They say, oh no, Krishna comes from Brahman. No, you are spiritually dyslexic. Brahman comes from Krishna. Now, this line. Our eyes does the seeing, not our ears. Our ears does the hearing, not the seeing. Right? Each of our senses does a particular thing. But Krishna's body is different. He can eat with his eyes. He can kill. He can do anything with any one of his senses. They're interchangeable. That's why he's God. He has interchangeable senses. And he is ultimately the cause of the universe, maintaining it and destroying it. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord. But if you just go through the Vedas, you're not going to capture Krishna. You can study the Vedas for billions of years and not obtain Krishna. According to the Bhagavad Gita, who knows the answer to this question? According to Bhagavad Gita, how can you see Krishna? What is required? What's that? Yes! Bhakti. If I want to know Krishna, what do I need? If I want to go to Krishna, what do I need? You are a Bhagavad Gita scholar. Very good. You'd be surprised how many people don't know this. Really? So same thing is being stated here. He's only obtainable by pure, unalloyed devotion of the soul. So not just bhakti, pure bhakti, spontaneous. Krishna is one without a second. There is no competition. In the Greek mythology, there's competition between Zeus and Hades, and there's the different gods in the Greek mythology. They're fighting amongst each other. But Krishna, no applications taken. You cannot become Krishna. Okay, Krishna, it's time for you to step down. Like Obama has to leave office in what, 2 years, right? Right? And some people are saying, not soon enough. Not me. I wish he would run. I wish he was president for 20 more years. But some people, they can't stand him. So it's not like this. You cannot replace Krishna. He is eternally in that post. No applications being accepted for the position of Krishna. And his body is not subject to decay without any beginning. His form is endless. He is the beginning. He is the enjoyer. And he possesses blooming youth. The beauty of blooming. This is like your sons now. They're in their youth. So handsome they look, right? Because that's what happens in you too. Not leaving you out. Blooming youth, right? But I'm 64. I'm not a blooming youth. All right? Fat stomach. wrinkles, right? When I was 14, 15, I looked a lot better than I do now. But Krishna, as I said, he was 120 years old on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. He looked like you, youthful, like that. All right, now the next verse. Govinda and the yogis, they tried to approach the tip of Krishna's toes. And they do that by their pranayama and by their meditation. But they cannot capture Krishna, because we already stated, can only capture Krishna by unalloyed devotion. And you can do yoga and you can do speculation for millions of lifetimes and still not get Krishna. Now, Krishna is absolute. So there's no difference between Krishna's name and Krishna. That is the science behind chanting. Krishna's name is Krishna. Just like the deity. The deity is Krishna. Not a symbol. It is Krishna. All right? Says here in this verse that the devotees who are imbued with devotion, they praise Krishna by means of mantras. South India, they have that prayer, Purusha Sukta. And I heard a couple of months ago that there's also a Shri Sukta, glorification of Goddess Lakshmi. Okay? So, general devotees, when they worship Krishna, Krishna reciprocates and everybody's desires are fulfilled, as we learn from Bhagavad Gita. As you surrender unto me, I reciprocate. Then it says, yes, Krishna has his own abode known as Goloka. And in his realm, he has his consort. Krishna?
Radha.
Radha. She's Lakshmi, but Lakshmi in the form of Radha. Actually, she is Sarva Lakshmi. All the Lakshmis come from her. Just as from Krishna we get all the Narayan expansions, so from Radha all the gopis proceed, all the queens of Dwarka proceed, and all the Lakshmi consorts of Narayan all come from Radha Rani. See, Sarva Lakshmi.
So probably
the
Ashta Lakshmis are like the gopis?
Yes, Ashta Shakti. They are Radha's expansions. All the gopis are Radha's expansions in order to make the pastimes of Krishna more opulent. Radharani is the embodiment of the ecstatic pleasure potency, Khladini. And she has learned 64 specific artistic things, activities that she does to serve Krishna. And she has her confidants, Sakis. And all these gopis and Radha, they become vitalized, they become enthused by serving Krishna. Then it says here, Krishna is known as Syamasundara. Everybody say. And he has inconceivable attributes. And this is actually one of my favorite verses of the Brahma Sanhita. Because it says here, you see Krishna in your heart of hearts. This is where you see Krishna. When you have so much love and attention and devotion and service to Krishna, and you don't want anything else, that's the key. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says, Mam Ekam, Krishna says, surrender to me only, exclusive. That's like Someday you boys will be married, right? You're going to expect that your wife is exclusively devoted to you, and vice versa. Okay? Vice versa. Exclusive. So if you want to see Krishna in your heart of hearts, then you have to have exclusive devotion for Krishna, and you have to have a certain ointment on the eyes. What is that ointment? Love. That is when you see God, when you love Him. There's no other way to see God. You have to love Him. Okay? Now it says in this next verse, Krishna appeared how many years ago? 5,000. That was His personal. But before that, He had come so many times in different avatars, such as, what's the most popular in South India? Huh? Balaji. Okay, how about in the Dandaka forest? Most popular. Oh, Ram. Come on. Even I know that one. Yes. So Krishna appeared as Ram. He appeared as Narasingha, also very popular in South India. He appeared as Vaman. So many different avatars. Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasingha, Vamana, Parashuram, Ramachandra, Balaram, Buddha and Kalki, the Dash avatars. But he has thousands of... You have another avatar?
No, he's talking about when he came, like Mohini form.
Yes, but the Mohini one is not permanent. That's temporary. Actually, that was a form he manifested. Actually, Mohini is Vishnu Narayan. Because you will read in the Bhagavatam, Shiva and Uma... Uma is another name for Durga. Shiva and Uma came to see Lord Madhusudan. Everybody say. And Shiva said, in front of his wife, I heard that you have this form Mohini. I want to see it. Lord Madhusudan, are you sure? Don't blame me what happens. Because he's saying this in front of his wife. So Madhusudan disappeared. Then in the distance he saw this beautiful woman playing with the ball, and the clothing that was covering her, the wind blew it off. Shiva became mad and he started chasing after. And Mohini was taking him all throughout the universe, and everybody was going, that's our Lord Shiva. He's chasing a naked woman. What is going on here? Finally, Lord Shiva came to his senses. And he came back. And then Lord Madhusudan came back. But Shiva was not distressed. He was happy. And he told Uma, see, this is who you I have been praising and praying to and worshiping. You wanted to know why. So now you see why. He is my Lord. Shiva was glad to be defeated by his Lord. Just like Bhishma, when Krishna came on the battle of Kurukshetra, right? Arjuna's chariot got broken and Bhishma was about to kill Arjuna. Right? Bhishma. So Krishna picked up a wheel and charged Bhishma. And Bhishma was going, yes, come on, kill me. This is what I want. And just as Krishna was charging, end of the battle, end of the Super Bowl. So Krishna did not kill Bhishma. But Bhishma was waiting. Yes. Yes, Bhishma wanted to see Krishna like that, angry, charging him like a lion. I worship Govinda, whose effulgence is the Brahman, the Brahma Jyoti. This Brahma Jyoti is mentioned in the Upanishads. I worship Govinda, the ultimate entity. He is the support of all existence, as I was saying earlier. We, everything that exists, only exists because of Krishna. If Krishna stops thinking about us, we no longer exist. We are, our existence is relative on Krishna's existence. Okay. I worship Govinda. He forever is triumphant in this world. And he displays his pastimes. And the purpose of those pastimes is to give us an opportunity to remember, think about, and become attracted. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.